We thank everyone for their patience. Welcome to the Mattisquon School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting and the regular Public Board of Education meeting for January 31st, 2017. Called order. Our opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Mattisquon and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Sandy, please.
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma? Here. Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Lofredo?
Here.
Mrs. McGarry? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Warren?
Here.
Madison Detlicker?
Here.
Carly Grogan?
Here.
Christopher Driscoll?
Here.
Laura Farragher? We have quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement, Mattisquon Schools District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on an agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of December 20th, 2016 and the reorganization meeting of January 4th, 2017. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Warren, second. Ms. Bissone, any question on the minutes? Sandy.
Mrs. Bissone.
Yes.
Mr. Patani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Abstain.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Abstain, please.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That takes us to number seven, our student board representative report. In fairness to the ladies, we will ask Ms. Detlinger to go first.
This month, the Key Club members are volunteering at the Mattisquon Elks Breakfast, the Homework Helpers Club for ELL students, the Tutoring and Homework Helpers Club, the Brielle Basketball Scoreboard, the Mattisquon High School Concession Stand for the Boys and Girls Basketball Games, MES Bingo Night, MES PTO Babysitting, and Wrestling Team Concession Stands.
Thank you. Mr. Driscoll.
Thank you. After a very long and productive fall, today's Student Council laid out our plans and fundraisers for this spring of the 2017 school year. We will be continuing our monthly raffle for who will be able to receive a parking spot in the school parking lot for 1 month. We will be doing this for all the months in the school year in the future. The freshman and sophomore classes will be hosting a semi-formal dance for both classes on March 17th. The junior class has also started planning for their junior prom, which will be held on March 24th.
Thank you, Mr. Driscoll.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to accept the student board representative reports? Mr. Vitale, second. Mr. Lofredo, any question on your report? Sandy?
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That takes us to our presentations. I will now turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Shall we go to the podium?
We shall.
Thank you.
I sort of rearranged the slides. I want everyone in the audience to know that board meetings are not the superintendent's meetings. Board meetings are the board meetings, and the president of the board conducts that meeting. I did not ask permission to rearrange the slides, because if I did, I would probably have been told no, because this particular board is very focused on children. However, I thought it was applicable this evening to start by recognizing your and our Board of Education, because January is Board of Education Recognition Month. During my superintendent's report, I will read a recognition to the board. However, we have a Manasquan Community Pop Warner Cheerleading National Champion Squad that we are going to recognize this evening from the community. That's an indication of how entrenched our board is for all children that live within the confines of Manasquan. I want to thank them for that tonight. I want to thank them for being so actively engaged in getting our third attempt at a referendum passed. And I want to thank the community, because that statement was an endorsement for the people who sit in front of you this evening. They truly dedicate their time away from their families for the students of Manasquan. And I can't thank them enough for their professional and their positive attitude. They afford the opportunity for professionals at Manasquan School District to do their jobs without interference. And when there's something that has to be corrected, they come to me for discussion. I can't thank them enough for that. You truly represent your community in a fashion that should be applauded by all. I'm going to ask everyone out there tonight to give the Board of Education a round of applause. And having said that, now to the fun part. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to recognize the Manasquan Pop Warner Junior Varsity National Champion first place winners in Disney World, and also first place at the Jersey Shore State and Eastern Regional Competitions. When we're done with the presentation, I'm going to ask all the cheerleaders to get up here with your coach, Ms. Sims, and do a cheer for the board. How about that? Good? Nice. Here's some pictures I want to share with you about what would they call this demonstration? A routine?
Yep, that's a routine. Thank you.
I didn't know Mr. Stern, I was a joke.
He's an avid fan of cheerleading, as he is of Washington Redskins as well. Here's some more pictures that I wanted to share with you. I thought they were neat. And now we're going to ask each cheerleader to come up individually and receive a certificate of appreciation, as well as a picture of your squad, so you can put in the frame to have to remember in the future. First, Alex Kaufman, could you please come forward? Alex?
Congratulations.
You know, Coach Sims, are you here?
Not here.
Yes. Wow. Okay. That's all right. We do have her certificate, and I will give it to somebody to give to her, please. Thank you. Audrey Hardmeyer. Audrey? Bridget? Oh, wait. Turn.
Did you get the picture? Yeah.
Bridget Brennan. Bridget? Bridget Dignan. Ella Capiro. I guess, girl, I should have made you cartwheel up here.
Congratulations.
Next year. Erica Tilton. Erica.
Turn around and look at Mom.
Yes.
Stop.
Erica.
There you go. I'll embarrass her.
Figure out that phone.
Kayla Payne. Lily Etzel. Lindsay Hartmeyer. Sophia Hansen. Mia Sisson. Molly Turnbach. Natalie Mulvaney. Do you want to hand this one out?
No, this is all yours.
It's actually.
Congratulations, Natalie.
Peyton Serino.
Esker, say something.
You want
to
I will not do that. We already had that discussion. And would anybody like to take Ms. Sims? Thank you. After all the presentations this evening, we will pause and we will have cake to celebrate Board Recognition Month and your accomplishments. Okay? As well as the accomplishments of the students and teachers of the month. At this portion of the meeting, we'd like to focus on our students of the month that have been selected. And I like to focus on this slide, focus on exactly how and why these children are selected as students of the month. They serve as role models for their peers. They're academically motivated. They demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom, have a positive school attitude. They're involved in extracurricular activities, and they perform school and community service activities as well. You can see they're extremely busy. The ELK Student Teenager of the Month are also selected in regards to the same process. As you can see, this program is designed to recognize outstanding young men and women for achievements in school and community life. Fine arts, hobbies, athletics, church, school club, and community service are considered, as well as industry and farming. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the Manasquan High School Students of the Month, Jeffrey Petula, Senior, and Amy. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our Manasquan High School Students of the Month for our sophomore and freshman classes, Madison Pringle, our sophomore, and Connor Morn, our freshman. We'll definitely give two home fresh homework on Tuesday nights. There's not a student I speak to. I have a group of students that I speak with every month that are scholastic students that focus on exactly what's going on in the high school, how we can make things better for our school district. No matter what student I speak to, they always have something positive to say about Mr. Fagan. I'm so happy to see him selected again as our Teacher of the Month representing Manasquan High School. Mr. Fagan, please come forward and thank you.
You don't need some mug shots.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our Manasquan Elementary School student of the month, Amanda Bautista. Amanda, congratulations. I always smile when I see this particular teacher, because from the first day he entered Manasquan, I had him sing. He's our music teacher in the elementary school. He's got a great sense of humor, a wonderful personality, and he really sings. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate, and I'm not going to ask you to sing this evening, our elementary school teacher of the month, Eric Clark, our music teacher. When we start school this year, you and I will sing together. How's that?
That sounds like good.
Sounds good.
Nice. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan Elementary School Elk Student of the Month, Joseph Battaglia. Joseph. Congratulations, Joseph. Mr. Battaglia, I just paused because I just wanted to let Joe know how much respect I have for your dad. Your dad does a wonderful job for all the students from the time he gets here in the morning at 7 o'clock or earlier till the time he leaves, and he never skips a beat. When I go in your class, you're always on target and you're always working. That's heartfelt, thank you. Jim, thank you as well, but I see the same thing. Eric, you gotta sing more. The Manasquan Board of Education congratulates the Manasquan High School Elk Teenager of the Month.
Tyler Hobby.
Tyler?
He's in the gym trying to beat the Middletown side.
He's in the gym beating Middletown side. As you can see, there is some memorabilia on the screen. I had a very nice conversation with the Stoner family, who came in asking me if I would be interested in putting these samples into a museum if they would donate them to us. And I said, Manasquan's rich in tradition. I'll be more than happy to take these, this is just a sample of them, and put them in the museum for everyone to see. So tonight, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to thank the family of Richard Stoner for the donation of Manasquan High School sports artifacts. Are they here this evening? Mm-hmm. Could you come forward, please? Manasquan here from 1950, Manasquan versus Princeton in 1950. Ladies, would you like to say something? About how this all came about?
Okay, so we are three generations at Manasquan High School. It starts with my dad, who we received this stuff from. He passed away 4.5 years ago. Me and my sister both went to Manasquan, my brother-in-law, and their oldest son so far. So we're three generations. We do recognize the long tradition here and the history, and we just wanted to, we don't like to throw things away, and so. We thought it could be of use.
That's a statement about Manasquan, about the tradition, how rich it is here. Mm-hmm. Three generations.
Yeah, and a real quick story. I actually found my father's Manasquan, his varsity letters. And what I did with them was I had them framed, and since my nephew played football here, I had them framed for him for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. And there is one more coming up. My daughter's in eighth grade, and she'll be coming here to Manasquan in September.
Yes. Here are some more examples.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that concludes our presentations for this evening. Thank you. Now, I'd like to pause for 5 minutes so we can finish the cake. Thank you. Please. Sandy, if you would.
Oh, that's it?
All right. Moving right along. We are now to number 9, which are the discussion items for the January 31st, 2017 Committee of the Whole. And I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun for the Education, Curriculum, and Technology.
School calendar? Are there any questions regarding the school calendar? The school calendar was, I sat down and I reviewed it with the association according to the contract, as well as I sent it to all the sending districts so they know exactly what our calendar is, waiting for feedback from them, of which I didn't receive any, so I'm sure we're good to go.
Is the February break still in February?
February break is still... To that point, if you recall, the first year I was here, we surveyed the community
and
the staff. And 3-1, the February break won. And at that particular time, I said that would be the last time
that,
unless you asked me to, that we will focus on that since we had the resounding results. So we have that. Personnel will be discussed in executive session. We do have some revisions of policies that you did receive with some policy first readings. I reached out to Strauss Esme because I noticed that we have some policies that we haven't looked at since 2011. And the reason why we haven't looked at those is because nothing new has been put into those policies. My view of this is that for Board of Education to have policies that we haven't looked at since 2011 puts the superintendent in a tough situation. So I'm reaching out to Strauss Esme to see if I can send those to you so you can look at them again. And then I could put on the bottom of the policy that it was reviewed in 2016. That means that you are aware of the policy, you saw the policy, and that we're up to date with all the policies. Does anybody have a problem with that?
And that's free, correct? Going into Strauss Esme, it's free.
Okay, thank you. Brings us to finance, the 2017-2018 budget.
Thank you. Just a brief budget update for the 17-18 budget cycle. The administrators and department heads have reviewed their budget submissions with Dr. Cajun and myself. Estimated enrollments for the 17-18 school year should be finalized by the sending districts of two Manasquan by tomorrow, February 1st. And the tentative committee meeting dates for the budget meetings were sent out last week via the Friday packet. To that, we'd like to add one date, which would be Thursday, February 9th. And I'll include that information this Friday in the Friday packet. So you'll have a list of four dates in Friday packet. Are there any questions on the finance update?
But if you want to continue with building ground facilities, agenda items, the RFP for construction management services, and the warding testing contract, and then I will go over to Seagirt Army Camp.
Okay, thank you. This evening on the agenda, there's an RFP for construction management services for the referendum project that can be found item number 22, page 5. It's been reviewed by our board solicitor, and it was in the Friday packet for review as a draft. There have been minor changes made since Friday per the review from the attorney. Are there any questions on that? Once approved, that will be posted tomorrow during the day. And we're hoping to award or bring a firm to the board level for approval on February 28th. Questions? Regarding the water testing, four vendors were asked to provide proposals for water testing for our district. Mr. Hudson and I met with PARS Environmental regarding their proposal and their protocol. In order to reduce the cost for the district, we will be providing the plumbing profile and also the pre-test flushing requirement, which is the running of the water prior to the actual water testing. PARS will provide the sampling plan document, the QAP document, along with drawing the water samples and sending the water samples out to a certified lab, and the quotation includes the cost of the water testing. Now, the Department of Education has told us that they are going to be reimbursing the water samples, the taking of them, and also the testing of them. However, all of the information regarding to what degree they're reimbursable has not yet been released. We know they have a $10 million pool of money, but we don't know if it's going to be limited at maximum per district or maximum per sample. But we do expect some reimbursement. And this is item number 36 on page number 7. And actually, their proposal is under virtual handout posted to OneNote. Do you have any questions regarding the proposal and the process? Okay, thank you.
The update on the Seagirt Army Camp. I received a cost for that particular field that the Seagirt Army facility will be leasing to us
I spoke to the state representative today, who is getting the lease together. She does not have the lease together yet, and she's going on vacation for a week. So it's their schedule that I have to follow. I wish I had that lease for you this evening. I sent her the costs, and I also put these on the, I think I gave them to you as handouts. Did I?
They're virtual handouts on Wednesday.
Yeah. And as you can see, the Tech Well was $10,528. The Natural Green Sod was $259. The $259,000, yeah. The Millbrook Clearwater Sprinklers are between $22,500 and $25,500. The reason I sent these to the person who's developing the lease, because I asked her to take this into consideration as she develops the lease, so she can give us a break on the lease payments we would have to pay. And she asked me, what do you mean by that? I said, well, if we're gonna put $300,000 into a field, maybe you can give us a lease. They only lease us the property for a year, continued upon renewal. Maybe you can give us 10 years of allowing us to use the property free of cost. Therefore, we could recoup our investment that way. And she said she would think about that, but she has to look at all the other state leases that she's done to see if that's fair and equitable. I wish I had more particulars to talk to you about. She hasn't given them to me. She hasn't given me the lease. I had a very good meeting with the commandant and with she about 2 weeks ago. And in that meeting, he also said to me that he brought it up. He wants to construct a mile track there. Would I be interested in partnering with him on the track? And I said, I don't know what partnering means. I said, we have to map out that. And also, I have to bring that concept to the board. So that's something that we could also look forward to. And if that was going to happen, we have discussed in president, vice president meetings the concept of maybe not resurfacing our track and putting that money towards the track they're building at the Army camp, because it's going to be a mile, and we'll get more uses out of that. Maybe we could have track meets there. I don't know where this is going to lead. I wish I had more to tell you about that, but
can
I'm sort of on their
maybe
time.
Setting up the track so that it could have a meet? Like, I know it's a mile, and I'm not versed in track, so I don't know, when we talk about a mile track, whether that is something that could have a lease. I mean, a meet, but if maybe they'd be open to setting it up so that's something that we could do, that they could have home meets,
mm-hmm.
when that four-lane, six-lane, whatever's required, triple meets, whatever. And
so I know, I now hear what you're saying.
You hear what
so
I'm saying?
It doesn't
like
matter
if we could,
the distance,
if we,
but the lanes.
If we could talk to them about how, like, the lanes that are required for high school, because at the end of the day, what the Army camp uses it for is to measure their runs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they can, I'm just speculating right now, they run on the street. So I don't think they care what the distance is. I think if we merge together and we get it so that it sets up for our students to have interscholastic meets, whether it's tri meets or whatever, and they could probably lease it out when we're not using it, or we could lease it out when we're not using it for other events. I think it's probably more important for our students that it's set up the way they need it than it is for the Army camp, because they just clock the runs.
Which is probably a quarter mile track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. High schools that run on a mile track.
Yeah, right. I think a mile seems to be.
He's pretty adamant about a mile track.
But maybe they need a mile, and maybe we bust in something that's smaller, in, and if we save money because we only have people coming out once.
I
think we should probably explore that.
I did give him a diagram with a track around the field, which was just about a quarter mile track. And he did look at it, and that's what started the conversation about his mile track.
And that's not to say that we couldn't take the quarter mile and then have that stretch out into a mile track. We're not there yet.
Right,
but
I think
to your point, that's what we
wanted.
To
the point that, like, maybe there's two loops, and then if we get the parameters of that, if we can get that, because if we can get some, we've talked about that maybe there's someone who would fund some of the soccer.
That was the next.
For multiple sports.
Yeah, that was the next thing we were going
to
talk.
Because I can get that to the people who.
That'd be great.
Potentially.
What I'm trying to do is not chase them away. We got.
No, I think anything that they give us is going to be positive,
mm-hmm.
and if we can help fund that in different ways. Then it would just, maybe we can get even a better complex there for less money.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
So that's where we are with the Army camp right now.
And that's better than it's ever been, because that hasn't been the discussion.
No, he's, he thanks us for how we've taken care of the facility. When he said he wanted extra security, we didn't balk, we gave it to him. When he said he wanted everything picked up, every bottle, our students have been excellent, our coaches have been excellent, they policed the facility, I'm very proud of them. And he said that at the meeting, he said that when I asked you for extra, you gave it to me. And I said, that's because of the compliance of our staff and our children, they're good, so. Lynn, am I missing anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. With that, I'd like to read the resolution. No?
Board members, they continue.
Oh, you're gonna do that next, okay, I have to go to my enrollment and everything, so.
We're not there.
We'll do it after.
We're here, board member, then superintendent.
I can see that, okay. Okay.
Do we have the two candidates here, is the first question. Mr. Hoverter? Did we hear from the other candidate?
Yes, I spoke with her, I did, she was planning on being here.
Okay. All right, well, we're gonna proceed, and if the other candidate arrives, then we will interview that other candidate when they arrive. Good evening, Mr. Hoverter.
Good evening.
Did you want to stand, sit, whatever you're more comfortable with?
Whatever's easier for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you want to just move the chair closer, that'd be great. Perfect. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for coming out, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna ask, we have five questions here.
Sure.
Relatively confident that you're gonna be familiar with the questions. First question is, what motivated you to apply for the vacant board seat?
Sure, my motivation remains the same throughout almost all aspects of what I do with my life, and that is, I love working with the youth of the community to improve not only their lives, but the community. And I think the Board of Ed is one of the first spots that sort of defends that. We have a job to do with the youth of the community to make sure that they get the best education, best scholastic experience of their careers. And I have a strong belief in ensuring that happens.
What issue do you think is the most pressing for the Manasquan Board of Education currently?
A week ago I would have said the referendum, but congratulations to everyone involved in that. I think on a daily basis it remains ensuring that the best is given to the youth of both Manasquan High School and Manasquan Elementary School. Making sure that they have the books they need to get the education they deserve, that they have the athletic facilities and the athletic equipment to compete safely and competitively on the athletic field, that they have the school buildings and the equipment in the schools to get the best education, and that they have the best teachers and the best administrators to make sure that they're getting the best education. And I think that's as a Board of Ed, that's what we try to safeguard for them.
And what role do you see a board member having in the operation of the school?
I think a board member has, as I previously said, to safeguard what's going on in the school, but I think we have to let the administrators and the teachers that we select with the administration do their job. So we don't try to meddle in the day-to-day of the schools, particularly with the administrators or with the teachers, but we do have to step in from time to time if there's a grievance or there's something worse that occurs. So we try to safeguard all that stuff.
And as a board member, how would you handle concerns raised by the public about the school's operation or its personnel?
I think that would best be served by allowing the designated spokesperson of the board to respond. I don't feel as in the best interest of each individual board member to respond to any accusation or any rumor. I would imagine there's an appointed spokesperson for the board that would address that issue.
And do you plan on running for a full term in the November election, or do you know at this time? You know, I mean, we don't hold you to the answer, but if you,
I would think so. I've cleared my schedule of a couple of things that I was doing in hopes to get more involved with the Board of Education and involved in my community. So I would say yes.
Great. Do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, I just wanted to thank everyone for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Does anyone from the board have any questions for Mr. Hulbert? Thanks. We really appreciate you coming out.
No problem. I got three kids in three different locations and sole parents.
No, yeah. We'll be in touch. All right. Good deal. Before I turn it over to Dr. Cajun for a superintendent's report, I wanted to share with you a letter that I wrote for this week in the Co-Star. Dear sir, I'm writing to express my sincere gratitude to the 1,115 Manasquan voters that chose to support the school district's bond referendum on January 24th. I'm thankful as a parent, as an alumnus of Manasquan High School, and as a member of the Board of Education. The results and margin of victory for the referendum make me proud to live in a community that supports its children and appreciates the fact that we are responsible for providing a thorough and efficient education for all of our students. This successful effort has been a long process and was accomplished with much input from the community. The board came up with a fiscally responsible plan supported by a tremendous majority of the voters. Special thanks to Mark Mead and the Manasquan Parents Who Care group, which set up the warriorfacts.com website to educate the public on the particulars of the referendum and its impact on local property taxes. The fact that the voting public was fully informed is the major reason for the success of this referendum. To the 625 voters who voted no and others in the community that chose not to support the referendum, my hope is that in time you will see that better facilities lead to better schools and that your property values are directly attached to our school's success. This referendum was never about raising taxes, but about using expiring debt to improve and repair an aging infrastructure in dire need of repair and updating. Finally, I would like to thank our superintendent, Dr. Cajun, our business administrator, the Manasquan High School Alumni Endowment Association, the MES and MHS administration, the teachers, staff, and students for not only working with the board diligently to pass the referendum, but also for being patient while working in less than exceptional facilities and still producing tremendous results. Sincerely, Thomas Pellegrino. I think that'll be in Thursday.
Nice and done.
Dr. Cajun.
Sure. I'd like to start my report by reading a letter, an email, or maybe not. Oh, yeah. Dear Manasquan High School team, I just wanted to share our joy in the fact that yesterday I had the great pleasure of enrolling Thomas in Norah Community College, which is 5 minutes from my home. Thomas moved back home this December, and we are thrilled. We only enrolled in two classes to get a strong start and not get overwhelmed. None of this would have been possible without the dedication of you all. It does say you all, even though it's Connecticut. I know you all had to go beyond your normal job to work with Thomas. You made this great day, and we are grateful. Manasquan High School is a fine institution. Thank you, Alicia Ruggiero. And this was sent to the building principal, who forwarded to me. And I'd like to share those positive things with the board. Now I would like to read the school board recognition month resolution. Whereas the New Jersey School Boards Association has declared January 2017 to be School Board Recognition Month, time that all residents might acknowledge the contributions made by our local school board members, and whereas the Manasquan Board of Education is one of more than 581 local school boards in New Jersey and set policies and oversees operations for public school districts, and whereas the Manasquan Board of Education embraces the goal of high-quality education for all New Jersey public school students, and whereas New Jersey's local school boards help determine community goals for the education of approximately 1.4 million children in pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, and whereas New Jersey's 5,000 local school board members who receive no remuneration for their services act as advocates for public school students as they work with administrators, teachers, and parents for the betterment of public education, and whereas school boards strive to provide the resources necessary to meet the needs of all students, including those with special needs, and whereas boards of education provide accountability to the public, they communicate the needs of the school district to the public, and they convey to school administrators the public's expectations for the schools, and whereas New Jersey can take pride in its schools, which rank among the nation's best in key achievement indicators such as the National Assessment of Educational Progress Scores, and and the preparation for college through advanced placement offerings and SAT assessments. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education does hereby recognize the services of local school board members throughout New Jersey as we join communities statewide in observing January 2017 as School Board Recognition Month. And be it further resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education urges all New Jersey citizens to work with their local school boards of education and public school staffs toward the improvement of our children's education. The Manasquan community is very lucky to have the people who serve on this board. Congratulations for the month of January and all the months that you serve. Now I'd like to take a look at a strategic planning update that I have. The strategic planning committees will report in the spring. And as you know from our last discussion, we do have six goals that the strategic planning committee did work on, broken up with administrators, and I received updates from each of them. From instructional opportunities, reporting date results, new courses are being developed. We have a new AP U.S. Government and Politics class, History of Sports and American Culture, AP Human Geography, AP Environmental Science, and AP Computer Science being developed for next year, which is going to bring our AP total, I believe, Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, only kidding, don't correct me, to 16. I believe we'll have 16 AP classes, which is formidable. We will have a new public safety academy. We'll have three classes next year, Public Safety 1 and Public Safety 2, as well as criminal investigations, and there'll also be a component of health and wellness with that academy, I think largely due to the situation that occurred in the high school this year. They felt that was very important for all students and all academies to get, not just our health and wellness academy that we do have. They evaluate tallies and course requests during the scheduling process. We do have a new focus on the scheduling process this year. It's been updated. It's been moved forward. And we did have Elliot Mirrenbloom here twice, Lynn, I believe. And he gave us recommendations for our scheduling process that I met with the administration about. And they are utilizing some of it. I can't say they're utilizing all of it, but they are utilizing some of it. We had a very candid conversation with guidance, the building principal, and Elliot, as well as one of my directors. So I think we are moving forward in a positive fashion with scheduling. Extracurricular opportunities. They're investigating options for expansion again this year. They will be surveying the students in the spring. They presented ideas to the Board of Education, which you're aware of, our volleyball club, our sailing club. We have implemented a boys and girls volleyball club for 2016-2017. I believe we're moving forward with a JV schedule for next year for girls volleyball. We have developed with this particular committee a safe route to school, which was presented to the board, I believe, going back last year. I think it was in the spring when Tim Clayton was here. He presented that. They're offering meetings before and after school. The high school is currently scheduling extracurricular meetings for both the high school before and after school. There's a coordination of schedule of all the clubs now so that students can attend more than one. That's why they have before and after school meetings. The district website has been updated for extracurricular activities. And I did go on the district website to see if we did have extracurricular activity websites, and we do. Now,
for both schools?
I looked at the high school.
Look at the elementary school, too. We need to make sure that.
And to be honest, which I always am, I looked at the high school because I didn't think that.
I thought the last time when we looked, the high school definitely was updated.
See, I thought they wouldn't be. That's why I looked
at it. Oh, they were. The last time when we discussed it at our last board meeting, there was definitely changes.
Yeah, and I thought that
and
Colleen.
And it was definitely user-friendly.
Would, so. Yeah. But I will look at the elementary school. So there are club pages there. The Health, Safety, and Security Committee met, and out of all my committees, and I have to give Lynn a lot of credit, I believe they meet the most. And to be candid, some committees don't meet enough, and I let them know that when I ask them for this. Others meet the way they're supposed to meet. I have three committees that are very diligent with this. I have two committees that are not, and I've called them on that, so they should be meeting more diligently. But I think Susan Barker-Smith, Lynn, Nancy Sanders, and Kim Bradle, you meet monthly, weekly?
Just about monthly.
Yeah. The district will maintain safe facilities. The strategies are being met. They have a June 13th minute summary, June 21st, September 23rd, November 21st, January 9th, and their next meeting is February 27th. And they're right on target with the school safety and security in regards to even updating the policies that we have in regard to building policies and the safety committee. So they're right on top of things. And the last committee, it's facilities, goal number 5, the district will maintain and enhance facilities to meet current and future needs of all educational stakeholders. This particular committee had 5B.5 pass a referendum. Well, we did that, and they were actively engaged in doing that. They have received 2 grants for lighting in the elementary school and the high school gymnasium. They were actively engaged in that. I think the elementary school grant, though, came out of your office, Lynn?
It was a joint effort between the school and my office.
Let me see. They have a lot of things here that they're waiting for the new custodial supervisor to become actively engaged in. So again, I think this is a committee that has to meet more often. Questions about this? All right.
If we can make sure that we focus on with the elementary school, I think the high school did a very good job of making it user-friendly, of that if you were a freshman, a sophomore, what's available. Again, that's what we need to focus on in the elementary school, because I think if you are someone who either has gone through it or knows somebody, you know what's available.
Okay.
But if, you know, it should be a drop-down menu of what's available to 6th graders, 7th graders, 8th graders. If there's things available to 4th and 3rd and 5th, it should be a drop-down menu. It should be very, you shouldn't have to go to the teacher homepage of a specific group only to get the information. There are a lot of things that are blank. There's a lot of things that are outdated. I think it's important for us to update that.
Yeah.
Yes?
To address that. It's under review right now.
Okay.
Ever since we started talking about this, what we did in the high school was try to model it from a way of looking at the whole page overall. And I actually just met 2 weeks ago with Brett Wormus, who does most of the web work. There is a draft I saw just earlier today, actually, for the elementary school. Mm-hmm. We only made it live at one time.
I get that, but we've been talking about this since, I mean, our strategic planning was last year, and we have dates, and that's my whole thing. When we talk about the committee members reporting back or the committee heads, it's not our jobs to police the staff. You don't want that. You don't want board members or people from the public telling staff what they need to do. Nice. You want to give them a direction, a date, and the date to be followed. There's blank pages on here. Mm-hmm. There's things that are dated from 15. There's posts from 13 and 14. If those dates were unrealistic, we should have been told that when we did the strategic planning. Otherwise, we're putting all this work in, and it's wasted time if it's not getting followed.
No, I just want to be clear, okay. It's in process right now.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Enrollment, our current enrollment, Manasquan High School, 943, Manasquan Elementary School, 634, 1,577. The attendance comparison and the fire drill reports. We've met state statutes this month. Let me see. At the high school, December 9th, we had a fire drill. December 19th, we had a lockdown drill. In the elementary school, December 6th, we had a shelter-in-place training. And December 12th, we had a shelter-in-place drill. Harassment, intimidation, and bullying. Tonight, we're going to review the first part of the statute that focuses on archive data for the electronic violence and vandalism reporting system. We do it once in the first part of the year and once in the second part of the year to complete the year. I believe it is on your agenda for approval this evening. In regards to this month's violence and vandalism in the and bullying in the elementary school, there were none. In the high school, we had three incidents, one confirmed, which ended up in a suspension and counseling with the school counselor. Regarding the first half of the year, for the report that was sent into the state, for the Manasquan Elementary School, we had two harassment, intimidation, and bullying cases. For Manasquan High School, we had two violence, two substance abuse, and the total for the district was six. That was better than it was last year, and we're moving forward in a positive fashion. If there's any questions about that, I can send this out as an update, because I do have each individual incident listed that we sent to the state. Any questions about that? And of course, we will get a grade for that, and we'll put it on our website. That's the conclusion of my superintendent's report.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to approve Dr. Cajun's superintendent's report? Mr. Serino, second. Ms. Pisone, any questions about the superintendent's report? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
That brings us to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allocated a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer and should give their name, addresses, and any group that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that takes us to our Manasquan general items. The Manasquan items this evening are items 13 through 29. Does anyone need anything separated out, items 13 through 29? Do we have a motion for items 13 through 29? Mr. Pisone, do we have a second? Mr. Catani, any question on items 13 through 29? Sandy.
Mrs. Pisone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Libretto.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
The Manasquan Senate this year, items number 30 through 44. Does anyone need anything separated out, 30 through 44? Do we have a motion for 30 through 44? Mr. Catani, second. Mr. Warren, any discussion? I would just like to take a second to thank the Alexandra Rose Tazi Memorial Foundation for their donation of athletic supplies and equipment in the amount of $1,000. And Dr. Cajun.
34, the recommendation of approval of the cardiac emergency action plan. That came about because of the incident that occurred in the high school. When I met as a follow-up, I was so proud of what they had done. They were very critical, they being the administration and the nursing staff, and needed to sit down and talk to me because they felt we could do things better. And I just thought that was wonderful. And what came about from that is this plan that we put together and the emergency management team that we put together. So I think that's a credit to them. That is just rest on their laurels and say, we saved somebody, great. They complimented the students because the students were wonderful that day. And they all came together and met with us, Lynn and I, and they said, we can do this better. Let's take a look at what we do.
Did we think about acknowledging those kids? Because that's the pretty amazing thing that they did. The kids, the teachers, the staff, everybody.
Yeah, they were acknowledged. And in fact, the family that it happened to acknowledged the whole school with a lunch. So, yeah, it was.
And he's doing okay?
Just a great day, yes. I guess a pacemaker, Lynn, was put in, I think.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
I think it was in the back, right?
Yeah.
It was in the building this week.
Yeah.
Good.
But I that's a tribute to the people out here. Thanks.
Great. Sandy.
Mrs. Passau.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garamuoli.
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to old and new business. Does anyone have any old business or new business they'd like to discuss? Ms. Passau.
Can I ask whatever happened to the volunteer drug program thing we were implementing? And did I miss
sure.
something along the way?
Yeah, we just discussed that this morning, actually.
No, it was
I
our
thought
plan.
It was supposed to be starting January 1st, right?
Well, we decided to wait because of the referendum. And I didn't want to muddy the waters with anything because what happens when you start talking about things like that, all of a sudden we have a problem. Why are we doing this? And I didn't want that. I wanted to be able to explain it without any distractions. So we are going to move forward with that February, if not February, March. So we are going to. We talked about it this morning, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
Well.
Oh, and I had one more. Lynn, did I understand on the lead water testing, on our first test that we did when we were required, we were negative, correct?
Yes. Okay. Our results were fine for the first time.
Okay, thank you.
I received a communication from an attorney that I deal with in real estate who reached out to me and said, oh, I realize you're on the Board of Ed. He's on some type of committee throughout the state that does finance. I brought it up to Lynn just tonight when I saw her, then I'm going to forward over an email. I said, not my place, not my role, but I will forward it on to our BA and our superintendent. They want to do. It's an opportunity to potentially, the synopsis is to save money potentially if we qualify or whatever with us getting the referendum to get a AAA rating, which is the best interest rate.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to send it on to Lynn. He said he'll present to Lynn, Dr. Kajian, the finance committee, whatever we need to do. But they reached out and said they want to help us save
sure.
some money and spread that money as far as we can. So I think it's
that's
good
great.
Thank you. If it works, it's
that's
a good
excellent.
Thing.
Yeah, AAA rating, good. Thank you.
Anyone else have any old or new business? That brings us to our second public forum on any items, agenda, or otherwise. Would anybody like from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that brings us to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Barrow, Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides the Manasquan Board of Education to hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the nine subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it recommended by the superintendent, the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subject will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number one, confidential matters per statute or court order, which is in relation to our board member vacancy deliberations. And number eight, personnel matters, which involve hiring and a leave of absence. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go into an executive session? Mrs. Muley, second. Mr. Lofredo, all those in favor?
Aye.
Red folder.
You want to get the picture now so he can leave? You want to get our picture?
Mr. Lofredo, all those in favor?
Aye.
We are to number 48, appointment of the board member vacancy. Do we have to nominate somebody? How's this work?
Yeah, you need a first, a nomination, a second, and then a roll call.
Everybody understand? Okay. So do we have, I'm opening up nominations for an appointment for our board member vacancy.
So Mr. Lefred. Nominate Terry Hoveter.
And I'd like to second.
Whoa. We have a nomination of Mr. Hoveter. We have a second.
Second.
Mr. Serena.
Any other nominations?
Any other nominations from the floor? Seeing no one, close nominations. Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Libretto.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Mr. Hoveter will be here to be sworn in at the next meeting. Number 49, personnel. Recommend approval of the elementary school personnel as per document K. Motion, Mr. Warren. Second. Mrs. Muley. Any questions or conversation on document K? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Manasquan Senate District's personnel. Recommend approval of the high school personnel as per document 7. And the other sheet, the shorter sheet, will be document 7A. Okay? Do we have a motion for 7 and 7A? Mrs. Muley, second by Mr. Vitale. Any discussion on 7 or 7A? Sandy.
Mrs. Passone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. Muley. Second, Mr. Lefredo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody want